This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat regional conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot yesterday. He said, India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation with reforms playing crucial role in achieving this objective.
भारत में न्यू मिडिल क्लास का दायरा बढ़ रहा है, उनकी परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ रही है और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है। देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है।
Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said the vibrant Gujarat summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the final section of Phase 2 of the Ahmedabad Metro Rail project connecting Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir in Gujarat last evening. Today, on the third day of his Gujarat visit, the PM will hold bilateral talks with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Ahmedabad. Both leaders will also visit the Sabarmati Ashram and attend the International Kite Festival. On the occasion of National Youth Day today, PM Modi will also participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized the need to encourage Indian languages even more on global platforms so that countries' cultural heritage can connect more deeply with global humanity. Mr. Birla said this while addressing the closing ceremony of the Third International Conference on Indian Languages 2026, organized in New Delhi yesterday. The BJP has criticized Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over her alleged interference during the Enforcement Directorate raids at the office of political consultancy firm IPAC in Kolkata. Addressing the media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravishankar Prasad questioned the Chief Minister's decision to visit the IPAC office.
Which provision of the Constitution, Mamataji, permits you to do this raid in a hurry in a private house in the presence of the police commissioner and DGP and take out the files?
The government has rejected the news report which claimed that India proposes forcing smartphone manufacturers to share their source code as part of a security overhaul. The government has termed the claim as fake. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that the government of India has not proposed any measure to force smartphone manufacturers to share their source code. It has advised the people to always verify information through official sources before believing or sharing. Iran's parliament speaker Mohammad Baghir Kalibaf warned that the U.S. military and Israel would be legitimate targets if the U.S. strikes the Islamic Republic over the ongoing protests roiling the country as threatened by U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, according to a U.S.-based human rights activist's news agency, the death toll in the crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spiked to 538 people. The agency also warned the toll is likely to go up and said over 10,600 people have been detained. Cold wave conditions and dense fog are said to intensify in North India as the temperature is likely to plummet further. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very dense fog conditions over West Rajasthan and orange alert for Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today. In men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the three-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India scored 306 for 6 in 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.